We will call this meeting to order. It is July 31st, 2025. And the meeting is being recorded. And we welcome all of our visitors, so thank you for coming. We will work through the agenda. If you have any questions about any specific topic, you're welcome to be recognized and ask your questions or make a discussion point about that topic. If you have any topics to discuss that are not on the agenda, please wait and we will address those at the end in the public comment period. Okay. Oh, and as usual, all communications, verbal and nonverbal, will be definitely respected.
Okay.
We'll start with continuing business, maintenance.
All right. It's been a busy 6 weeks for Artie and I. Of course, everybody's noticed the cleanup that we did for the fair, which unfortunately was postponed. But we got a lot of nice compliments on that. And I'll just run down the list of things. Artie started a log book so we can keep track of everything that we've done so people know what we've done. Also, as brought up in Roberta, what we need to work on is a maintenance book to know what to do, what time of the year, stuff like that. So that's still, we haven't got to that point yet. We finally got the hot water heater solved in the teacher each. It has been teacher tested and everything is good to go. We only have one thing left in there, is the showers leaking. That will get done. We got all of the locks changed except for the one on the container. I guess in this day and age, they change things just enough to where the lock that used to work doesn't fit on the container anymore, the new ones. But so we're down to, instead of, I forgot how many keys, we're down to two. So you can go in, even though they're all keyed, everything's keyed alike except for a container, they're, all of the tags are still in there with a new key on them. So you can just grab any key or whatever. The container now has, thanks to Pam and Sabri before she left, has been cleaned out. I put up six sets of shelving. And so now we can get in and out of there. And so I'm in the process of running lights to that container so that we can safely get in and out of there. I've got 175 feet of wire run. I've got the conduit already past the basketball court and the shed. Fortunately, the lady at Jones Electric gave me the whole bundle because my math wasn't very good and I was like 75 feet off. But I got enough to go from the container to underneath the tea trees and splice, which is a good deal. So we're still working on that. Artie did a beautiful job of installing our new lockers and cutting down the bench and redoing all of this stuff. And then finally, we got Artie a gas card that he can come down here and get fuel. And we got one of those kind of Visa gift cards. Instead of him having to run to town or one of us to get gas. So he's got a gift card, a $100 gift visa card, sorry. The basketball court I cleaned yesterday. You might know Tom Gallagher, he's the vice president of the Libby Elementary School. He will be up sometime between Monday and Wednesday afternoon to seal the court there. And it's never been done, but they recommended we let it set for a year, then get it sealed, and then we probably no more use in it will get. We probably won't have to do it for years. I guess the one next question people are going to ask, are we going to put lines on it? I don't know about that. I don't do lines. So I guess if somebody comes up, we'll have to find somebody to do that. There's a couple other minor items, the flagpole. I took it home, I was looking at it, couldn't find the instructions, and it says follow instructions completely. So I called the company up and they showed the instructions into the pipe. So I think I can take this one down, kind of use the same hole and get that in there. Other than that, the only other maintenance thing, I guess, desk for maintenance. I know Sharon has a deal from her doctor about her back and sitting constantly. We thought we had one of those desks that raises that you sit on, but Diane and I went through everything and cannot find it. So Sharon is looking on the internet to find what she needs, plus she's very cost conscious. So other than that, unless somebody's got a question. Oh, I got down here the annual playground inspection. One of the things I found was the mulch was very low in the swings. I put 21 bags of mulch back in there, sloped it up so that you're not walking on a steep slope and kicking it back down. So I've got the inspection. The only other thing I can find out in our playground is there's a root that's sticking up by one of the trees, and then there's some dead limbs hanging down that might or might not bother the taller kids. I guess you got the summer maintenance report. Artie's been working it. Diane?
There was problems with rotting in one of the legs of the swing. He still working on that?
Yeah, we have, thank you for reminding me of that. We have stuff to go around there and mold that and fill that in. We haven't got to it yet. Anything else from anybody? Okay, that's it. For me, anyway.
Thank you, very efficient. Okay.
And that would have been the report for the summer maintenance, too.
Uh-huh.
All of it. Painting and everything Artie's done inside. And so, yeah, I guess that's it. Technology, that belongs to somebody else.
Technology, I guess it belongs to me, but I don't understand it very well, so here we go. Technology, we did a resolution in May about getting rid of equipment that was stored in the attic and in the container and in the shed out here. All of that has been taken to the recycling in Libby, and so we have much more space and much less stuff.
So yeah.
We did that. And the clerk's new computer, tell us, do you have it yet?
Not yet. Okay. We are waiting to do the year-end reporting.
Okay.
So that there are no glitches.
Yes.
We know we have everything right now. So once Diane completes the TFS, then I will be bringing that down and getting it mirrored with our old system.
The reason we did that was because the old computer will not accept Windows 11. And in October, Windows 10 will no longer be supported, so we needed to buy a new computer, and we did that. Fundraising committee. Yes, the fair was canceled due to rainy weather when we were going to have it, so we have rescheduled it for August 30th. Please come and enjoy the school for the day. There will be food and vendors and children playing, and it should be a really nice day.
People and a bake sale.
And a bake, okay, yes.
What was that?
And the bake sale.
Bake sale, yes, yes,
yeah,
the cookies.
Just what I need.
And a silent auction. We have some really nice things for the silent auction.
Really nice.
Really nice things. So Sue has been working hard on that, and I think she has some more stuff in her car today that we can unload. So, please come and bid on silent auction items and enjoy yourself for the day. And we'll be setting up the big tent the night before, if anybody has time or inclination to come help at 4 o'clock on Friday. And then the fair will be on Saturday the 30th. All right. Old business. Finalize and approve the student handbook. Okay, the student handbook needed some updating due to new rules. We sent the handbook to MTSBA lawyers they looked it over and gave us a list of changes that needed to be made. So, we did that. If you look at the old handbook compared to the new, you'll see some very minor changes. I will go through what those things are. And if you want to have a copy of the new handbook, it will be online as soon as we get these changes put into the handbook, which will probably be during the week next week. So the following Monday, you should be able to go online and find the new handbook. Or if you want a printed version, ask Sharon and she will be able to get you a printed version at that time. I will go through the changes that were made in the handbook. Title IX coordinator needed to be reassigned. It will be Bob Sacchio. The board still needs to talk about late pickups and early deliveries of students to the school. We would really encourage everybody to just try to be on time. But if you can't be, we will try to come up with a system that works so that the children are looked after before and after. Hi, Bob. Come in. The third thing is the insurance. The insurance company wanted to make sure that we were clear in what the insurance company does. The parents need to be responsible for having insurance for their children, even when they're at school. If the school is negligent in any way, then the school insurance liability picks up and fixes that. But the school insurance does not cover regular injury things that a child might incur on the playground or any place in school. So,
and employees are covered by workers' comp.
Yes, of course they are. We are going to review policy. The fourth thing is religion provisions. We will review policy 2332 in the policy section of the agenda. So that will update that point. The fifth point is that under key points in the handbook, we need to remove the last bullet that refers to diversity and inclusion to be consistent with federal laws. Number six, immunizations. It will now read, I will quote this, an affidavit of exemptions of religious and medical grounds is provided in the registration package. It must be notarized and the school can provide a notary if desired. So that will be another change. So there are those six rather small changes, but significant, and that will be in the handbook. So, the next point is to it's an update on the teacher position. We have not hired a teacher yet. We have had several people who have been we have talked to, but we've had one formal interview, and the position is not filled yet. It is still posted on OPI. It's posted on MSSA sites now. It's posted with the state job site. It's on Facebook, and we have people out there who know about the fact that we need a new teacher, and they are asking around, asking if anybody knows anything. So we will fill this position. We will keep at it until we do. In the meantime, school needs to start on August 20th, and it will start. My thought now is that we will hire a long-term substitute teacher to fill in and teach until we are able to hire a permanent position, a teacher for the permanent position. So that's what we will do, and school will start on the 20th. New business. Approve the general fund reserves. In the past, the general fund reserve is the money that stays with the county. It's it, in the past it has been a $10,000 chunk of money that sits there. The reason it's there is if the school overspends, then there's money to cover. And also, if taxes are not paid, the taxes that need to be paid in order to support the school, then we're short. So that money would cover it. In the past, I think we've only dipped into it once, and in the following year, then you need to pay it back. So we've done that. I would suggest that the general reserve, it needs to be assigned today by the board. I would say that we leave it at $10,000 and let it sit there. Okay, do we have a motion?
No, sir. Sir.
I concur. So we will do that. We need to schedule for the August final budget meeting and get it out to the public so that everybody knows. That will be on August 20th. Do we need a motion on that, sir? We don't, do we?
Do we need a motion on
that? No, because you're going to do a resolution next.
Yes. Okay. So the schedule, so it will be on August 20th, and we will do a resolution to do that. Do we have a resolution to sign?
Yes. There you go.
The resolution states that on or before August 25th, the school will have this this meeting. It is resolved that the Board of Trustees for the Yak Elementary School District 24, Lincoln County, Montana, will meet at the Yak Elementary School on the 20th day of August 2025 at the school to consider and adopt the final budget for the fiscal year 25-26. Be it further resolved, the meeting will continue until the final budget is adopted. Any district taxpayer may appear and be heard for or against any part of the budget. Okay, do we have a motion to do this?
So moved. Second.
Concurred.
It will also be posted in the newspaper. It's required by law to be posted in the newspaper prior to the meeting.
Thank you.
Also in new business, we need to review the safety plan, the emergency operations plan, which we have not done, as far as I know, for a couple of years since we set it up, but we need to review it and get the new names and telephone numbers so that everybody knows what needs to happen if we have an emergency in the school. Somebody needs to be in charge of this. Would one of you...
Well, it's probably part of the maintenance, so I guess it, is it something that we just need to look over, get updated? Yeah, I can do that.
We have a book.
Well, it's part of the building stuff, so I'll go ahead, because I was curious if the doors, emergency doors still work and stuff like that. So.
And you will need to get all of the names of the new people and put in the right slots and phone numbers and all that.
Yeah,
so.
I can do that.
Okay, so Ron will be in charge of that.
Do you have a copy of the old one?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you get a chance, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so that finishes new business. Diane?
I would suggest that Sharon just give him the pages, contact pages, because the document is 51 pages long, and you're not changing what you're going to do.
Just
you're only updating people that need to be contacted and that kind of thing. And whoever, officials in the community, if those have changed, the sheriff's department in Troy, the fire department, the head of the fire department, those kind of things. But as far as the actual plan itself and what is done for whatever's happening, that isn't changing.
Do I need to, is that needed to be done once a year?
Yes, it has to be.
And
should
is
be
a
done
place
annually.
That in the back when we sign that it was done?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a sign off when you give the copy to, because a copy of it, updated copy, needs to go to the sheriff's office in Troy and the fire department, and they need to sign off.
Okay. I don't have to read the 51 pages.
No, no.
I will be reading them, though.
But it is a good thing to actually know what exactly the plan entails, which your new teacher probably should sit down at some point and understand what her, their responsibility is.
She will.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Sharon, you're up.
All right. I have Diane here to help me through this because this is my first official capacity, official board meeting in the capacity of district clerk. And for the clerk's report, I am reading. I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to be doing here. However, I can update you on a couple things. So I could start there. The classroom furniture is in the process of being shipped here. They've gone through, it's at the third carrier right now. So it's in, at H&H in Spokane. H&H tells me that, oh, we don't go to the Yak. So I thought, I've heard that before. We'll have to arrange to pick it up in Troy somewhere. And Ron has agreed that, provided the cargo will fit on his flatbed, has agreed to go down there to pick it up if we need to. I'm like, we're an elementary school. School starts in 3 weeks. We need this to set up our classroom. We're right by the mercantile. H&H goes, oh, well, we've been up there before. Maybe we can come since it's summer. Oh, it's such a pain, though, because it's a three-hour round trip for us. So I didn't respond. I just said, if you can bring it up here, that would be wonderful. But I need to arrange some muscle to unload it and get it in the classroom and unpacked. So I am waiting to hear from H&H. She was trying to coordinate another delivery that she had for the area. And if she can do that, then I think we'll be able to get it right here. Anyway, I'm going to shoot for next week delivery, midweek, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I won't know until later this afternoon or tomorrow. So that's update on the today's classroom. And
Workers' comp gets audited every year annually because they base our premium on an estimation of hours. So we got our notice, and I will be working with Sharon to complete our audit.
Thank you.
And that's pulling a lot of information. A lot of times they don't need to come here to do it. It's just a lot of reports that we send to them, and they can do it remotely. So that will be good. Ron already updated you on the desk. I'm shopping for a standing desk, and the desk companies seem ridiculously expensive for what it is. There are cheaper companies, but I don't want to get up from my desk and have it fall over, so I am doing a lot of research on that before we order that.
The desk that we had previously was VersaDesk, and they were a great product. I don't know what happened to it. It left my office when I didn't need it anymore, so Bray had it in here for a while, and I thought it went to the container, but it's gone. I couldn't see it in there. So I have no idea where it went when it left her desk. You might ask her if she knows where it went.
Yeah, she has no clue.
Yeah, well.
We also received a message from the AED vendor that it has been throwing error codes, so they advised that we check it. I checked it, but I was going to pass it off to Ron, so we have it checked the right way. I seem to get the error code when I turn it on, but it goes away. So we need to follow up on that to make sure that we either need to send it back to have it repaired.
Is it possible it could be just the battery?
No, we just replaced the battery before I left.
No, and they sent an email out to everybody that had that model AED to check it. Something's faulty in it.
I think the best thing to do is number one, if you're trying to solve something that is an intermittent problem, is almost impossible. And if you guys did what you should have done right up for, change the battery, then I would suggest we send it back to them and get a good model instead of one that's iffy.
Well, saying that, we also received a notice from OPI, an email that said that Montana now has an AED reimbursement program. Montana legislature passed HB 869, which appropriated a grant fund for school districts for reimbursement of purchase and ongoing maintenance of AEDs.
Okay.
Does that include batteries?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Does that include batteries?
It shall provide reimbursement of $1 for every $1 paid by a school district up to a maximum state contribution of $700 per AED. Funds will be dispersed on a first-come, first-served basis in two grant periods. The application period closes October 15th, and each school district can reimburse up to $700 in the first grant application period for an AED or AED maintenance. During that first grant application period, each school district can reimburse up to $700, but school districts can apply for additional reimbursements in the second grant application period. Any remaining funds will be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis in the second application period.
Yeah. When we get it,
that opens January 15th and closes March 15th.
We'll just get one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got to make the application.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would wait to get approved before, because you have not budgeted for a brand new machine, which is going to cost you probably
a couple thousand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're quite expensive.
So apply for the grant, get the money, and then get your new machine.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. That was my advice.
That sounds good. Okay, so this is that was the clerk's report, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Looks like you got it all.
Okay.
Now go on to your financials.
Review of balanced to Treasurer's Office June financials.
Turn in your book to the financial section.
I got two of these, right? I have the detailed copy, and I just put in the summary page for you. Is that the cash reconciliation form one that I read?
Okay, this is, you got this out of order. How did you put, them
that's
in the
just
books
the
all
last
the same?
Page.
Yeah, this is the final.
That's
page.
The only one that they got. I didn't
did
put
you
that.
Print the treasurer's report page, second page, like I mentioned? No?
Yeah, the whole thing's in there.
Hold on. Personally, I've got
that's page three.
Hold on.
Yep.
Is this the one that the expenditure report? That's just for July, right?
Yeah. Except for, sorry.
Thank you for your patience.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. It's called a learning curve.
I think I should have maybe 5, 6, you got 7, June. Okay, so you got 2 copies of this in here, which you only needed one. Somebody's missing one.
Oh, I probably
no,
have
you
all
put
the
them
copies.
All of them in here.
Yes, because I thought I printed them all for each of them, but I thought you said just put the summary page and then they can look at the detail if they need it.
No.
Okay.
Are we recycling or is this part of it on the back of this one?
Okay.
Do you want the details?
They need to see the details.
I just wanted to know
yes,
if we were
do.
Recycling. That's
they
all
do.
I wanted to know.
They need to see detail. You're the one who needs only to see the summary.
Oh, I had it backwards.
They need to be able to, while you're telling them, sorry for the training session here, folks.
So that's one for Ron. Pam, could you hand this to Ron, please? Thank
okay.
you.
So if you go to this page.
Okay.
That's the page down here at the bottom.
That's what I read.
Yes.
Okay. So, for June, the overall fund totals for the do I just read like general fund each one or
yes.
just the overall?
No. Nope.
Okay.
You do each.
For the general
fund
the amount was $26,233.88. for the transportation fund, $916.37. The retirement fund had $1,109.21. Miscellaneous programs was $1,673.89. Technology fund, $39.98. And the building reserve, $259.25.
For total expenditures?
For total expenditures of $30,232.58.
Okay, did you put a revenue report in everybody's packet? Nope, because here they are. So next we're going to talk, next, pass them on, pass it on. Nope, the whole two, both pages.
Oh, that's both pages together. Thank you.
Like in school, pass it on. Okay.
Okay.
Now you're going to do, just like you did with expenditures, this is the revenues.
Oh, okay. Fun. All right. Revenues for June. The general fund revenues were $15,969.73. Transportation, $784.80. Retirement was $5,179.04. Miscellaneous programs was $7,007.35. And building reserve was $278.75 for total revenues of $29,219.67. Make my note so next time I remember.
Okay, so where is that? Let me see.
That's July.
This is July, okay. So we're missing the, they have it in their book, I see it.
The June cash records.
Yes.
Yeah,
you have it there?
We have it.
But you don't have a copy of the treasurer's report, right?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Diane.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Go ahead and go over July's expenditures.
Okay. I've got July expenditures.
Okay.
And whatever else she brings out
we
for
got
me.
That.
July expenditures for the general fund, $8,356.29. Retirement fund was $190.13. Miscellaneous programs was $1,029.40. Technology fund was $1,341.78. And the building reserve was $857.14 for an overall total expenditures for July, $11,774.74.
Okay.
So I can hold, yes. I'm learning the recorder too, which is pretty fun. Sorry about the missing reports.
Sorry.
I checked everything off my list, so I'm not sure what happened to them.
I live by lists. I store and don't pick what up I need. So I have needs. How's Joyce? How was your trip across America? This is Joyce Morris, Seth and Morris's mother.
Yep,
Seth and
Sammy's.
Sammy.
Sammy too? I didn't realize you. Oh, both of them. Oh my God, you are a tough one.
I apologize.
That would be the dynamic duo.
Yeah, so. Dynamic
yes.
Duo. Yeah. SNS.
My husband and I are retired teachers. I'm a retired principal also, and then I have extensive work with individuals with disabilities. So your job's a big job, by the way. And we retired, we have been in New Hampshire. We were supposed to be living here in 2020, but my mom is elderly on our family property that's quite large and it's not doing well. So, because we were the only kids retired, we got called back and we have been there ever since, taking care of my mom. She's now in assisted living, and the boys said it's time to come, right, Amy? So, in 2020, we moved our stuff here, but we just took a long trip to visit lots of people that we love. Now we're here, we got here Tuesday, and
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
One thing about life, it's
thank
one big ambush.
I'm going to remember that one.
That's the way I've always looked at it.
Maybe that'll be the theme of the year. Be prepared, right?
Yeah. Oh, and this is the treasurer's report.
Okay. If you'll take your cash reconciliation report, it's the one with the blue line in it. It's right there, Ron, right in front. Yep, top,
okay.
Right there.
Okay.
Yours probably is right here, Bob. Okay. You will see that the numbers, except for Fund 187, which is the claims clarity account, which was off by one penny and still is. I've spoken with the county, and she says her auditor told her that she cannot adjust the one penny, which was inadvertently happened when we ran the unemployment, the additional unemployment costs for the year-end bonuses. The vendor said, or our insurance provider said, we owed them 49 cents or 48 cents. No, and our Foxy system said we owed them 49 cents. So they only took 48 cents out of the bank. The county's bank, and so we're off by a penny, and I'm going to get with David before I start my TFS on Monday and adjust that penny. But everything else balances. I know it's like it's an act of God to get a penny change. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Thank you.
But it does, all the other accounts balance to the penny.
They do, as usual.
They always do, as usual.
So we need a motion to approve the June.
We will do it.
I make a motion we approve the June expenditures.
Second.
Concur. Did I get that right?
Expenditures.
Yes. The balanced financials for the month of June.
I'll do better next time. I like boxes.
Okay, and we've done the expenditures for July, so do you have anything else, Sharon?
I do not.
Okay. All right, we will move on to policy. We have one policy that we are reviewing today. It is policy 2332, which is relevant to our handbook. That's the reason we are reviewing it today. It has been updated by MTSBA. They do this for all of our policies, and then we look them over to make sure that they are applicable to us. So it has been updated. All of the changes reflect the changes that have been made in the last 6 months or so by U.S. Congress and by presidential edict, by state legislature, and by any judiciary changes. So all of the changes are reflected in this policy, and by adopting this policy, adopting the changes to this policy, we will be in compliance with all of the laws. So we did not change a single word in this policy, and we will go ahead and adopt it. We've all seen it. If any of the visitors want to see a copy of this policy, you're welcome to. It is online in the school policy section, or you can ask for a paper copy and Sharon will provide that. So.
And you aren't adopting this. All you're doing is you're approving the changes, you're reviewing. Because if you say that you're adopting, Pam, then you got to do a second read.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a review.
Oh.
Yeah.
You already had this policy on the books. All you're doing is reviewing.
And for everybody's information, everything in here is we have the Montana Code, Montana Constitution, the United States Constitution. So this is coming. People think we can change things here, but we can't. Stuff goes from the feds to the state, to OPI. They turn it into policies, and that's what we live by. Right, wrong, or indifferent, until it's changed for one reason or another.
So, we are going to accept the review on this policy?
Yeah, accept the changes.
You need a motion to accept.
Go ahead. Let's do
make
it.
Make a motion to accept 2332, religion and religious activities.
In 90 seconds.
And I concur. Okay. Is there any public comment? Does anybody have anything else that they want to bring up?
I do.
Go ahead.
The chairperson got a letter from one of our community members. There's some stuff in there that insinuates that it was the school board, which all of what's in this letter is on me. I had a conversation with this individual. I thought we ended amicably and we understood each other, but apparently we did not. And so I'm going to hit some highlights here, and then I'm going to reference our new policy. And then there's, anyway.
Hey, Ron, do you think, before we get into it in a public forum, do you think that maybe we should have our council look at this letter?
No, this is on Ron.
No, this is things.
And the thing of it is, the letter is now a public document.
That's not what I'm getting at. She's accusing all of us.
But
not just you. Or she's accusing the board.
Yeah, but the
so
bottom
I'm just
line
wondering
is,
if
I
we
think
should
I'm the one
council to look at this letter before we go ahead.
No, I'm just, it's on me, and
right.
I just want to make sure
I'm
that.
I'm just throwing it out, that's all.
I'll take responsibility for the problem. I want to get it said and done and over with. Okay. It starts with one of the teachers that we interviewed, and in here it states something about children's right to freedom of speech and religion. This is not a religious school. This is a public school. Another thing was that the person felt that we were interrogating the teacher. And I talked to the gentleman afterwards, and we had a nice conversation. I did not get that. Fortunately, it was filmed and recorded, so we can review that. So this is kind of the one that gets, that it kind of involves the school board, is we did not hire this person immediately. We did not hire this person immediately just because he's the only one and whatever. And all my life, I've never hired the first person. I might go back to the first person, but we have a right to the community to make sure we have the best fit for the school. So there was the gentleman said a couple of things. I did not want to bring him up in a public setting because I thought he did a very good job of presenting himself. And I thought, okay, Ron, before you go off, just ask the guy. Unfortunately, I had a trip planned. I was gone. I didn't get back in time, according to this letter, through dawdling or whatever. And I religious discrimination against him. Had nothing to do with religion to a point of one comment he made. I tried to explain it to the person, got interrupted, and I said to hell with it. It was just a simple question, and I didn't get a chance to answer it. He found another job. If he was that interested in the job, if I would have been, I would have called the school board and said, where do I stand? Okay? Now, apparently, they know nothing about me, which is probably best for all. But on August 22nd, 1967, I raised my right hand and swore to protect the Constitution of this country against all enemies, foreign, domestic. I know what our founding fathers had in mind. I spent 32 years, 6 months, and 20 days going anywhere they told me, anywhere in the world. And I doubt if there's very few people that ever lived behind the Iron Curtain like I did for 14 months. And most people don't even know what the Iron Curtain is anymore. And I'd like them to find a country called Bulgaria and find out where that is. At that time, there was 21 Americans in the whole country. 2 of them were teachers for the international school, and 2 of them were little to 3-year-old girls. We figured we could hold the embassy on a good day for 15 minutes, because they isolated us from Embassy Row. That was in the height of the Cold War. So, being a poli-sci major and a history minor, I understand things that go around in the world. I didn't finish up because my counselor said, Ron, are you going to teach? I said, what do you mean? Well, you've been taking these courses. And I said, no, that ain't going to work, so I'm not going to be a teacher. So I got into aviation. But anyway, one of the things in this policy, and I understand where the person's coming from. I've studied the Bible, looking for answers, doing stuff like that. But words can cut deeper than a knife. And so if Johnny comes from a good Christian home, Johnny's talking to his parents are talking to him, raising him the way they think is right. And he comes to school and he starts talking to Bobby. Well, if they're just talking, and even in the policy, it says the kids can talk about religion. But when Johnny pops off and says, Mommy and Daddy said, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. Now, that crosses the line. We don't know where we're going. I don't have a clue. And I think that's the problem with freedom of speech. Recently, I'll tell you, and it hurts. I was down to Tav with my friend. We went down there, and I wanted to introduce her to people from the Yak, people that I thought were my friends or friendly with. We made dinner, and a lady was talking to her. Another white lady walked right behind me. Someone said, this is Ron's new friend. And this person pops off and says, oh, I thought she was his mother. Now, this was a Christian woman that's been up here that said that. Now, that kind of gives me the attitude that, you know, Ron, maybe you got a chance to get there anyway, because the Christians aren't doing that good a job. So, and then the other day, while we're on this subject of Christian women, somebody said something to me. We were talking about the school, and the statement came right out. I don't know what this person was thinking. Yeah, we wanted this school to turn it into a Christian school. And I'm just flabbergasted because I've known this person a long time. I never expected that. But she validated what I thought was going on here. So, if anybody's got a problem with me, you can come and talk to Ron. But don't be accusing the board of things. If you're going to accuse somebody, you accuse the person you talk to, not other people that had absolutely nothing to do with it. So, that's my speech. And the one thing I do not like, subtle or otherwise, is to be threatened. And this comment was, if the pages I hope to quote are missing, and they're talking about the handbook, you will be hearing from me again. Trust me, I've been terrified by pros. And nobody I've ever met, and I'm sure another gentleman in here can agree with me, the people we've met since then wouldn't put a pimple on Fear's ass. So do not try to scare me. Enough said.
I have a question. The gentleman who this person refers to in the letter, did he approach the school and say that he felt like he was being religiously persecuted or something? Or was it someone from the community that said that's what they thought you did?
It was, they thought that this person should have been well, maybe the person would, and maybe would have. Unfortunately, timing was out. I had no problem with him. I had one simple question to ask him. And that was all. But I thought, I mean, I had a nice conversation with him. I didn't feel he was interrogated. Matter of time, once he took something very personal, he kind of broke down. And I gave him the word he was looking for because I heard what he, the comment that he was trying to make. So
it's then, someone in the community that's accusing you guys of being religiously biased here.
Yes.
Okay, well.
And threatening us.
Okay, so this is what I have to say from my knowledge and the years that I've spent at this school. That holds no water.
Well,
the person,
I appreciate
that. The person that was interviewed did not feel like they were being religiously slighted at all.
I know. I talked to them.
So this holds absolutely no water, and all it is fodder for upheaval
rumors
within the community against the school.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
I openly admit I am the one that wrote the letter. Please understand it's nothing personal against any individual school board. And Ron, I do respect you, and I did appreciate our conversation. I was very much upset by something that happened roughly 5 years ago. I felt that my child's rights to the freedom of speech were impeded, and it had to do with Santa Claus, not Jesus. Please understand this. The thing is this. If my child is speaking calmly and peaceably with another child, and if the other child has the right to say, I believe in Santa Claus, my child should have the equal right to say, I don't believe in Santa
Claus. That's
right. And as long as they're both being polite, my child should not be stopped by an overbearing teacher who does not believe my child has that right. And I would like to make sure that my children's rights are upheld. Now, I want to apologize. I was angry when I wrote that letter. And I want to again state, it's not you, Ron. It's not you guys personally. It was simply an issue of my child's rights being trampled upon formerly, and I want to make sure that that does not happen again. And when I stated that you would be hearing from me again, I was merely saying that I would be writing another letter and I would look into it more fully. Please understand I'm not threatening you guys.
Amy, the only reason I bring that up, don't ever do that again, because it's those little things. I spent a lot of years in security, protection, and stuff like that. It's those little things that you miss that get people killed. And so I'm a little bit more, you know, I was trained to be aware of where I'm at because it's my job to keep people alive. And so don't ever use something like that because for you, I didn't really think it was that big a deal. But the bottom line of it is, it's those little things like that that literally do get people killed.
Okay, and please understand, I'm not threatening any of you. I like you guys. It's not personal.
Yeah.
But I am wanting to make sure that the rights are upheld, and that if my child does choose to speak on his faith, in a polite and respectful manner, of course,
there's nothing
that
wrong with
my
that.
Child's rights will be upheld, and that a teacher will not silence my child just because he or she does not agree with his or her views.
That's called a conversation.
Okay, I hope that I'm understood.
Yeah, you're understood. I understood you to begin with.
Please understand, I did not mean any offense by the letter, and yes, I was upset, and yes, I did view it as religious discrimination against the man. If my wording was too strongly, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. If my wording was too strong, if I implied more than I actually intended, I apologize for that. Because, like I said...
Amy, you've already apologized. Go ahead, okay.
All right.
I'm done with it. I just wanted to... This had become a public record, and I wanted to make sure the other side was heard. That's all.
Okay, and
it's nothing personal about you or your kids. Like I told you when we talked, we would love to have your children in here. And if any instant you think that something is not right with your children, you contact us. The one thing we have now, not only protect the children and the teacher, is we video, picture and recording all day long. That way, because we had problems a couple years ago, and that was the only way you can remedy things, unfortunately, in this world anymore.
Well, I think it is a good idea, and I'm glad that you have the cameras, because with my children, there are some behavioral issues that I've been struggling with, which is part of why I'm choosing to put them back in. I need a break. I need a break. I've been working hard homeschooling for 5 years now, and I'm exhausted.
Well, the bottom line of it is, like you said, we will get a hold of that lady. Like I told you on the phone, we will do everything we can to assist you. If they need to do the testing here, we will do that. And if you choose to bring your kids here on August 20th, which I hope you do, we will know which grade they're in.
Yes, there was one other thing I was going to say, but it just escaped me.
You're too young for that.
Diane. Amy, I would like to clarify one thing that you said, and I just want to understand that I heard it right. Do you feel like that man wasn't hired because of a religious thing?
That was the impression that I got from the interview. And it was, please keep in mind, it was also partly that I was still upset about things that happened 5 years ago. And I would like to have that all smoothed over. I did feel as though the board did not support me when I brought that up to the teacher. And we did have a meeting with the board. The teacher's argument was that Santa was not a matter of faith, but that it was a matter of fantasy, and that essentially my child shouldn't get in the way of another child's fantasy. And the word fantasy does use. So,
I just wanted to clarify that you at the time personally felt that the reason why the board didn't, but you can't know that because you aren't on the board. So you don't know what, they hadn't made a decision. The man himself made the decision to go somewhere else. They were waiting because they only had one candidate. And they wanted to wait and give it 2 weeks because they called me on the phone and said to me, Diane, I feel it's very important that we wait 10 days to 2 weeks to see if someone else applies because we've only had one candidate to interview. And before the 10 days was up, because I marked it and I have the email, the man had called Pam and said that he found another job.
Right. Well, let's just say, in the past, has the Yak School consistently followed that pattern of waiting to have at least two applicants?
It's been a while, Amy, and the thing of it is, one thing about the past, it's always 2020.
I believe we've always had at least two candidates.
Yeah,
I can't think of a time that we didn't. Sabray and Rose both, there were two candidates that had been interviewed for those positions.
But I think it's one of those things now that we need to drive a stake in this. The past is the past. We've aired our differences. And like I said, we hope to see your kids August 20th.
I am planning to put them in.
Good.
And depending on how things go, and of course I reserve the right to pull them out if I don't think things are going well. But it is my plan to put them in, and I just want to make sure that my children's rights are not trampled simply because someone else
We've heard that.
Them.
And the bottom line of it is, as a, I mean, we come in and sit in and watch what the teacher's doing. A parent is more than welcome to come in to the school and see what's going on.
Okay, so thank you.
I mean, that's always been that way. Is that right, Sue?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've had them in here.
The only time in the 12 years I was here that parents couldn't come in was during COVID.
Yeah, that's what
that's right.
And that
anyway,
was state regulated.
I've
there were no visitors allowed
run
in public
out of
schools.
Okay. That's the most I spoke at home.
Okay. There's nothing else. We will adjourn this meeting. Thank you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
So,
10:30.
So where did they got you? They got you out in the woodshed?